The dining hall was quieter during lunch than it had been the day before. Ryan found his way to the same table, grateful when Liam slid into the seat beside him. "How's the walking going?" Liam asked softly, offering a faint smile. Ryan winced, shifting uncomfortably in his chair. "I didn't fall." Liam grinned. "You're doing better than me." The conversation faded into shared silence as they picked at their meals. Every so often, Ryan glanced around the room, watching the more experienced trainees, their graceful postures, their soft conversations. They seemed at ease. Would he ever feel that way? As the lunch bell chimed, signaling the start of the afternoon block, Ryan felt the knot in his stomach tighten. The morning had tested his body, but the afternoon would test his mind. Class 3, grooming and makeup. The grooming room smelled faintly of lavender and talc, lit by soft lamps and lined with vanities. Each trainee sat before a mirror, brushes and bottles neatly arranged. Miss Delaney stood at the front. "Your appearance reflects your commitment," she began. "Today, you'll learn the basics. Skincare, light makeup, the foundation of your femininity." Ryan followed along as instructed, applying moisturizer to his freshly shaven skin, dabbing foundation across his cheeks, sweeping soft blush along his cheekbones. His hands fumbled, unsure, every motion feeling exaggerated. His reflection looked strange. His face, softer now beneath the makeup, didn't feel like his face. The smooth skin, the faint flush of color, it blurred the line between Ryan and the person the Academy wanted him to become. When the session ended, Miss Delaney walked the room, offering light corrections, a brush of a thumb here, a wipe of excess foundation there. She paused briefly behind Ryan, her fingers tipping his chin upward. "You'll get there," she said softly. Class 4, Obedience and Submission Studies. The final class of the day was held in a stark room. No mirrors, no tables, just soft mats lining the floor. Miss Harper stood at the front. "This class is simple," she said. "You will learn to obey, to respond without hesitation. Today, we begin with positions." One by one, she demonstrated. Presenting, kneeling, back straight, thighs spread, hands behind the head. Grace pose, standing, ankles together, hands folded demurely at the waist. Reflection, kneel, on knees, head bowed, hands resting palms up on thighs. Ryan struggled, the discomfort of the chastity belt pressing against him in each position. His muscles strained, his balance wavered. But every correction from Miss Harper, back straighter, knees wider, chipped away at his resistance. By the end, his body obeyed before his mind caught up. Evening inspection. Ryan dressed in his nightgown again as the soft chime echoed through the dorm halls. The familiar anxiety returned, tightening in his chest as he stood waiting. Miss Delaney entered, clipboard in hand. Inspection. He stood at attention, hands behind his back. She circled him, lifting the hem of his gown once more, fingers running along the chastity belt, testing the locks, pressing firmly against his hips. "Still secure," she noted, her voice cool. "Good." The gown fell back into place as she stepped away. "Sleep well, Sissy," she said, turning toward the door. "Tomorrow, we begin voice training." The door clicked shut. Ryan sat on the edge of his bed, staring at the welcome kit. His fingers traced the edge of the rulebook, but his eyes kept drifting to the dildo. Still unused, still waiting. The belt throbbed around him, the ache inside growing worse with each passing hour. The pressure was unbearable, but the thought of using the dildo twisted his stomach. Fear mingled with the desperate need for release. He picked it up briefly, feeling the smooth silicone in his hand, the weight of it, imagining what it would feel like. The thought made him shiver. Wrong, he told himself. But his cock strained uselessly against the belt, his body betraying him. He set it back down, covering it with the edge of the blanket, as if hiding it from himself. Laying back in bed, the satin sheets cooled his flushed skin, but the ache beneath the belt refused to fade. His mind raced with questions, desires, fears, all tangled together. Sleep came eventually, but it was restless, filled with dreams of soft touches, whispered commands, and that unrelenting need that he couldn't escape. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.